welcome to day 11 in the series. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that conflict in any relationship is inevitable. Today we're going to be looking at our natural responses to conflict and why they're generally unhelpful and why we need to be intentional about learning how to manage conflict and indeed each other to do so well in the process. So how do you generally approach conflict and what's your partner's approach? Importantly, how well are these approaches working for your relationship? In his book, The Chimp Paradox, Professor Steve Peters describes in very easy to understand terms how what he calls the chimp part of our brain, how it turns up to crush and annihilate the opposition basically whenever we feel threatened in any way, shape or form. This fight or flight response tends to be as good as it gets for many of us in our approach to conflict with anyone and especially with our partners. It seems the ones we love the most tend to get the full brunt of our emotions when we're angry or upset. And this is why we need to learn skills and habits to reprogram our automatic responses so that we can treat each other well no matter how angry we get. Generally, we tend to respond based on our personality type and this deep need to protect ourselves at all costs, even from our nearest and dearest. Some people, it seems, turn up determined to win in a conflict situation, where others want to negotiate and compromise, and some will bury their head in the sand, and yet others still will leave the room or leave physically, escaping the situation. Sometimes we pick up learned responses from people around us, and these tend to become our habitual response. Generally speaking, though, none of these habits, these natural habits and tendencies, none of them help us work towards genuinely resolving the issue. Actually, they're more likely to sabotage the process of getting there. Now, a simple Google search will reveal any number of articles on the different natural conflict resolution styles. We summarize the core four, all of which are basically me-centered and therefore not very helpful in resolving conflict. We summarize them in our online course, Habit 2A, Minimizing Conflict. We also take you through a fun exercise to reveal the common myths and that people tend to believe around conflict that really just make things worse. So if that's of interest to you, find out more about our Minimizing Conflict course on the website. Meanwhile, the question you want to be asking yourself is this. Do the habits that you have for dealing with conflict serve you and get you to the point of genuinely resolving issues? Because if they don't, it's time to learn habit number two. Because this is the habit that will allow you to treat each other carefully during tense times and attack the issue rather than each other, so that you can emerge from the conflict situation with better understanding and a stronger foundation to the relationship rather than a fractured one. Conflict is going to happen, yes, but the more you can do to minimize it, the better. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at how to prepare for the battle when it does eventually happen. So look forward to seeing you there.